You're listening to audio from christian.org.uk, the website of the Christian Institute. You can find hundreds more audio files at christian.org.uk.
Please do turn in your Bibles to Psalm 44. We're going to read verses 1, 2, and 3, then verses 9, 10, 11, and 12, and then from verse 17 to the end of the psalm. So Psalm 44 and verse 1. We have heard with our ears, O God. Our fathers have told us what you did in their days, in days long ago. With your hand, you drove out the nations and planted our fathers. You crushed the peoples and made our fathers flourish. It was not by their sword that they won the land, nor did their arm bring them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them. And then verse 9. But now you have rejected and humbled us. You no longer go out with our armies. You have made us retreat before the enemy, and our adversaries have plundered us. You gave us up to be devoured like sheep and have scattered us amongst the nations. You sold your people for a pittance, gaining nothing from their sale. And verse 17 to the end of the psalm. All this happened to us, though we had not forgotten you or been false to your covenant. Our hearts had not turned back. Our feet had not strayed from your path. But you crushed us and made us a haunt for jackals and covered us over with deep darkness. If we had forgotten the name of our God, or spread out our hands to a foreign God, would not God have discovered it, since he knows the secret of the heart? Yet, for your sake, we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Awake, O Lord, why do you sleep? Rouse yourself, do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our misery and oppression? We are brought down to the dust. Our bodies cling to the ground. Rise up and help us, redeem us, because of your unfailing love.
Let's pray together.
Living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we thank you again that you are a Father who loves us, a Son who has died for us, and a Holy Spirit who indwells us. We thank you again for the life and the death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Saviour. We thank you that your Son lived and died in history and now lives and reigns. Thank you also for your Holy Spirit, whom you've sent to our believing hearts, and is that connecting link between our present living experience and the historical foundation of our faith. Thank you that our experience of Jesus Christ today verifies the facts of history. We thank you that you have acted in history and that you still act. We want to thank you too for our great Christian heritage upon this nation, from those who pioneered our civil liberties, our education, our health care, and our democracy. Thank you, Lord God, the God of our fathers, the God of our present, and the God of our future, that we can look back both at encouragement and look forward. And we resolve today to look upwards to you, to look outwards, that we may engage in our culture today and to look forward to the certainty of victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we commit this time to you now, and we ask your blessing on Ranald as he speaks tonight. We pray that you'll speak through your word and through him to challenge us, to stimulate us, and to encourage us. And we ask all this in and through the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. It's a tremendous privilege tonight to have with us Ranald Macaulay. Those of you who are old enough, and there are some who are even older than me, I think, will remember that 20 years ago, Ranald came with his team from Le Brie to inaugurate one of the very first weekends we ever had with the Christian Institute. I don't know if any of you were there at the time. I know at least one person, so he must be at least my age, if not older. We met, if you remember, at Long Benton High School, and we had a great weekend, which Ranald led. And so it's a great... He's been back since on many occasions. We regard him as a great friend, not an old friend, but a friend of long standing. So it's really wonderful to have you back tonight, Ranald. We're very much looking forward to your lecture. He's also the founder of Christian Heritage, based in the Round Church at Cambridge, which I would encourage you to visit if you're down there. Ranald, I always associate with Le Brie and with Francis Schaeffer, who was, of course, his father-in-law, and a great influence, I think, on many of us and on the work of the Christian Institute too. So, Ranald, welcome back here. We look forward to what you have to say to us. And he tells us he encourages discussion and debate. So, unlike me, he encourages that. So, I'm in your hands, and we're in his. So, welcome, Ranald. We look forward to what you have to say to us tonight. Mm.
Thank you so much, John. It goes without saying, from what John has just mentioned to you about the long history, that I too count it a very great privilege to be here. It's really delightful. And so thank you for the invitation. The subject that is before us is absolutely vast. It's a wonderful subject, but it is quite vast. I mean, we already have within Christian history 2,000 years. How can one possibly deal with that? It might also be suggested that since we stand in a Judeo-Christian tradition, that is, that Christianity is not understandable apart from its heritage already before Christ. He is the Messiah, after all, of the Jewish people. And so then we could include the whole of that heritage and ask ourselves, well, what is the influence of the Judeo-Christian heritage on history? And that would make an interesting study by itself. But being so vast, I really do hesitate. It seems pretentious even to try, which is what I'm going to try to do, just to give you a sketch of this huge subject. But I'm encouraged to press on, not only because I'm convinced that this is really a vital subject for us, and it seems to me it becomes increasingly vital with each passing week, but more so because there's been a very interesting phenomenon which has occurred, and I'm sure many of you have noticed it, and it's only in the very recent past, say over the last 10 to 20 years, and I call that the wistfulness